Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. This is Kira. You probably heard my voice a couple hours ago, if you were listening a couple hours ago, but I'm back. We're doing a fill-in show today, just taking a look at some fun music, and I don't know. It's just nice to get on air every once in a while. I'm going to just start us off with a couple songs here. I was joking with my co-host just a moment ago that this is a very much a Sad Boy Autumn playlist. So we're going to start off with Life's Not the Same by James Blake, off of the album Friends That Break Your Heart, an incredible album about like the breakup of friendships, which is something that I feel like we don't talk about enough, like culturally. Anyways, Friends That Break Your Heart is great. And then we're going to follow up that James Blake track with Nada by Christine and the Queens. I hope everyone out there is having a wonderful day. And let's get into it.
I played the ones you know. I took you all the way. That was yesterday. I wore your favorite clothes. I said the things you'd say. That was yesterday. Left me so much.
Why'd you go?
Why'd you go?
Keep yourself back. Keep on lying. Oh, I can only be what I am. Diving, smiling. Life is not the same.
Not the same if we're mine. is it done in a day? First you give me so much and right away. Why am I the one who leaves? Why am I the one who leaves? On my way out a little tiniest seed. Feeling so lost and mine up afraid. Coming to dust and nothing's it protected. Feelings of loss and I might be afraid if we are done. Nada, never back again. Never ever ever coming back again. Nada, never back again. Pasa, 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 nada. Never back again. Never, ever, ever coming back again. Nada. Never back again. Pasa, 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 nada. Tell me why you hurting. Hands on the floor. Wait, why is it just greening? Hiding in showers. It must be for something. If not for love. Nada, never back again. Never ever ever coming back again. Nada, never back again. Pasa, 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 nada. Never back again. Never ever ever coming back again. Nada. Never back again. Pasa, 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 nada. Never back again. Never ever ever coming back again. Nada. Never back again. Pasa, 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 nada. Never back again. Never ever ever coming back again. Nada. Never back again. Pasa, 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 nada. Never back again. Pasa, pasa, never back again.
Where do you go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples on UBC's Point Grey campus. We just heard Nada by Christine and the Queens, and I'm just going to keep us rolling with more music because that's why we're all here today. The next track I've got queued up for us is Needle in the Hay by Elliot Smith. As I said, this is a sad playlist today. For some reason, that's just the vibe that felt right. Folks who are fans of Wes Anderson might know Needle in the Hay from The Royal Tenenbaums. It is the soundtrack to a gut-wrenching scene. It's a beautiful film. If you want to check out an older Wes Anderson film, I highly recommend The Royal Tenenbaums. But I'm going to stop rambling. Let's take a listen to Needle in the Hay by Elliot Smith.
Stack charm around your neck, strung out and thin. calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb, that's what you come to expect. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay.
My sandpaper sighed and graves alive into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you, would have painted the skies blue, baby. You swim my way, girl, I've got no chance, nothing to say. Girl, but stay here for a little while, babe. But if only you could see my shadow crossing your path, it won't be the last, babe. Bobbing, I was bobbing. My heart was stopping, she was bobbing. Ah,
an album by a local artist where you can dance around to and cry to at the same time? Well, look no further. Once More With Feeling by Masank from Fanta Records is out now on all streaming platforms and can be purchased on Bandcamp. This is an album that has all the versatility you're looking for, from songs like Sober Most Nights to Note to Self, which is playing right now.
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9, a fill-in show looking at sad autumn music. And honestly, I feel like that little ad there for Masank's new album is very fitting. Music to dance and cry to is very much what this this playlist, this show right now is all about. I'm Kira. I'm the programming manager here at CITR, and I'm sitting in studio with a volunteer. Dion, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Hi, my name is Dion. You may have heard my voice a really long time ago, vaguely, on Lorem Ipsum, which is a talk show, a documentary show at CITR. But now I'm back at CITR and doing a fill-in.
Yay, it's so exciting to have you back. There's been such a big influx of returning programmers in the fall, which is really exciting because, I don't know, folks kind of drift away during the summer. School's kind of not as big of a thing for a lot of people. Yeah. Summer's also people can do a lot more things. So, yeah, it's great to have people coming back, and we got a lot of new programmers as well. While we were listening to this playlist, we started chatting about theory because apparently we're both theory nerds. Yeah, we talked a little bit about both loving postmodern, post-structuralist stuff, and eventually got onto the topic of Foucault. And I think we both have a lot of thoughts.
A lot.
Yeah. So what's your experience with Foucault's theory?
Wow. That's a question. But I was studying in France for the past 2 years, which is why I kind of disappeared from CITR. And France, Foucault, they love him. We just read a lot of Foucault for even introductory classes to French theory, to ABCs of politics, all that jazz. So his things on genealogy, madness and civilization, society must be defended. Yeah, he wrote a lot of books.
He's, yeah, written many, many, many things. Yeah, my introduction to Foucault was through my sociology degree and my theory courses in particular, because he's just like, though he is a controversial and problematic human being, his theory is like very foundational to mm-hmm. a lot of like modern sociology.
For sure.
So we had to really dig deep into the way that not only like he writes history, because he is technically like a historical,
yeah.
like philosopher. And he writes history in a very unique way.
Yeah.
But we also had to like just like read his theory and
yeah.
pick it apart as well. And I find it very valuable. I just struggle with him as a guy.
Well, that's totally fair. Like Foucault as a person done some crazy, crazy things. But yeah, his theories were very foundational to like a lot of critique about like psychiatry, gender, sexuality, norms, that kind of stuff.
So. Yeah. I feel like one place that I see his theory like show up outside of like very specific sociological realms is around like the whole concept of like panopticon
okay.
and like discussions of like surveillance and stuff.
Yeah.
For folks listening, if you're not familiar with the concept of panopticon, oh. you might have to like correct me on this, Dion, if
I'm curious.
So it's a theoretical concept that was like built upon an actual like an architectural structure. So mm-hmm. a panopticon was a structure of prison, essentially,
mm-hmm.
Where there would be like essentially like a circular building
mm-hmm.
with a singular guard tower right in the center, and prisoners' cells kind of surrounding and facing in towards that guard tower. And it was a way of creating a feeling of constant surveillance and creating essentially like social control within a prison setting.
Mm-hmm.
And Foucault kind of took that concept and expanded it as a way of looking at how power is enacted, and kind of you can expand it to look at how like surveillance takes place in society.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like a conversation that like as I don't know,
like that people are just casually having nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear the word like panopticonism being dropped, and places that I feel like needs a little bit more rigor. Foucault is also like the most cited actually like philosopher / thinker in like academia. He's the most quoted person.
Damn.
And I feel like his theory is just so ubiquitous that you can kind of just drop it anywhere. Like I hear people just kind of drop like biopower, biopolitics, and I'm like, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Yeah, the casual dropping of like
theory.
Complex theoretical
yeah.
concepts is one that I'm like, yes, I want to have a conversation about this, but do we mean the same thing?
Yeah.
yeah, damn. Yeah, Foucault is
an interesting guy.
I could talk
guy.
About him forever because I don't know. I was like obsessed with his theory for many years. But yeah, maybe let's take a break from some theory talk and get back to the music. And
get back to sad boy autumn music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although, I gotta be honest, the next song that I have on this playlist is maybe the least sad of all of them.
Oh, okay.
It's from a breakup album, so it's sad, but, like, it's, like, upbeat, you know?
Okay, we love a healing kind of moment.
Yeah, a healing moment, kind of. This is a track by The Beaches, who are a group out of Toronto. It's called What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Paranoid. And just for a little heads up, there is a small amount of profanity in this song for folks listening, just so you're aware. Yeah, here we go. This is The Beaches, What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Paranoid.
I think I'm becoming a conspiracy theorist. Everyone says that love exists, but I think that it's a the curtains crying on Thursday night to this. I need to reminisce, empty the bottle and get pissed, 'cause I know it all
just don't need it. Still found me in the yard. Of course, so they just don't see it. Where we're from, saying an issue, it's just one. And I still can't believe it. Your boy's turning 25 years old. And I'm shaving my hair, pouring out another bottle. Cause my old friends get tough.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. This is a fill-in show. We're just playing some sad autumn music for actually, admittedly, not very sad autumn day. It's very sunny and nice out there,
yeah.
So it feels a little disconnected. That was Destroyer by Sleepy Gonzalez. And right before that, we heard What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Paranoid by The Beaches. Both Canadian groups. And yeah, we've got a couple more songs coming up soon. These are some picks that Dion brought in.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about these songs a little bit?
So I have lined up for us Sha Si Na Ge Shi Jia Zhuang Ren, which is by the band Wanneng Qingnian Yuguan. They're a contemporary Chinese rock band that is really, really good. They released this album like 10 years ago and kind of disappeared for a while. And now, like this year, they're coming out of hiatus and going on tour. So that's really, really exciting. And the one coming after that is Dang Wo Xiang Ni De Shi Hou by Wang Feng. Wang Feng's kind of like a big rock figure in like China, like Chinese rock. It's pretty classic. But the song, I find, is just the lyrics. It means like when I think about you, like, I haven't thought about you in 10 years, but now when I think about you, I, like, cry. I don't know. Oh. Yeah, so it's, like, very, very sad.
Relatable and very fitting to the Sad Boy Autumn.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a listen, and we'll be back with more conversation, more thoughts after this.
下班，换掉腰长的衣裳，妻子在澳洲，我去喝几瓶啤酒，如此生活30年，直到大厦崩塌，云层深处的黑暗啊，淹没心底的景观。叫柜台，疯狂的人民商场，用一张假钞买一把假枪，包围他的生活，直到大厦崩塌，夜幕覆盖华北平原，忧伤浸透他的脸。大服装，乒乓少年被向往，沉默的注视，无法离开的教室，生活在今夜里，直到大厦崩塌，
那一天我漫步在夕阳下，看见一对恋人相互依偎，那一刻往事涌上心头，刹那间我泪如雨下。昨夜我静在绿雨中，望着街对面一动不动，那一刻仿佛回到从前，不由得我已泪流满面。至少有十年不曾流泪，至少有十首歌给我安慰，可现在我会莫名的哭泣。当我想你的时候，生命就像是一场告别，从起点对弈结束再见。你拥有的仅仅是伤痕，在回望来路的时候，那天我们相遇在街上，彼此寒暄并报以微笑，我们像朋友般挥手道别，转过身后已泪流满面。至少有十年我不曾流泪，至少有十首歌给我安慰，可现在我会莫名的心碎。当我想你的时候，
do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
You are listening to CITR 101.9. And we just heard a couple of songs that were picks from Dion, my co-host today.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about the second song that you played, but you said that there was some more information you'd like to share about the first
song. Yeah, so the first song, the lyrics are kind of talking about, I guess, just a middle-class family in Shijiazhuang, which is like a small-ish city in China. And it's just about the toil of the middle class and going to school, going to work, getting off school, going off work, not really having any meaning in your life other than the being a cog in the rolling machine of capitalism.
Damn, song about class struggle.
Yeah, pretty much.
For real.
Yeah.
Thank you for adding it to our sad fall rotation.
I think capitalism is part of the sadness of fall.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Like, unquestionably. I think capitalism is a part of the sadness of
everything. Exactly. So, just a friendly reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. Somehow we've hit like the end of the hour. Like, we're at 1:50. Oh. So I'm going to say goodbye, and we'll end the show with a track by Black Belt Eagle Scout called Soft Stud. Thanks for joining me today, Dion.
Yeah, with
awesome.
Pleasure.
All right, folks, keep listening for some regularly scheduled CITR programming. I believe up next is Harmonic Hooligans. It'll be a rerun of an old episode, but it's always worth listening. Have a beautiful day.
Surprises.